Netflix has a new star this year, the Japanese neatness guru Marie Kondo. Her new series, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, teaches hoarders to cast off clutter by keeping only what gives them joy, and has sparked an international binning frenzy since it premiered on New Year's Day.
It's so hard to let it go. I don't want to just, you know, dump it. I want to be thoughtful about it.
Choose items that spark joy for you.
Spark joy. It's not as easy as I thought it was going
to
be.
We're on board. We want to change. I just want it to be strong enough to change me.
I can let it go.
These are some of the highlights from the new series, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Entertainment correspondent for The Age, Brody Carmody, is one of the many viewers who've tuned in to watch it and joins us live. Brody Carmody, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Kathy.
Now, I knew we were talking about this today, and I hadn't seen it, so I watched one of the episodes yesterday. It was quite a revolution. Are all of your worldly possessions now in the garbage with thanks?
Well, look, I'm not going to do it anytime soon, particularly with my bookshelf, but what about you? Did you like the show?
I struggled with it, actually.
Me too.
For me, to be honest.
Me too. I mean, there's just something, I know it's a trend at the moment and it is Netflix giving people what they want, but it just, I don't know, even though Marie Kondo does come across as quite genuine, I think we should be slightly skeptical of the entire enterprise, to be honest.
I actually thought she came across as a Nurse Jenny from Pokemon. I found it quite a weird delivery. I mean, these sort of shows of tidying up aren't new, though. I mean, I've seen, you know, past shows from the US where you see terrible situations with hoarders who have their lives turned around. So it's not a new idea as such. Why is it that this one seems to have viewers hooked?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think this show in particular has people talking because Marie Kondo herself, I guess, has successfully transformed from, you know, what is basically a spring cleaning consultant into a media icon. I mean, she's sold millions of copies of her books. And also the show came out pretty strategically on New Year's Day. I don't know about yourself, Kathy, but I had some New Year's resolutions. And as you say, they do amp up the her, I guess you could say, kawaii-ness, which is Japanese for cute. Mm. And so it all is wrapped together in this pretty much marketer's dream. I mean, if you think about it, it's much easier to sell a book if you call it the Marie Kondo method, you know, five-step method, as opposed to something like, you know, five steps to spring cleaning. It's much more sexier and exotic, to be honest.
I also found that it had a bit of a meditative tone to it, that the music they played and her voice was really quite calming. If anything, that's the impact it had on me.
Yes, indeed. And you notice she even goes around people's houses touching their books to wake them up or, literally stepping inside their closets because she's so small or praying to their house at the start of each episode to sort of introduce herself. So they do amp that up. And I didn't notice that she has some experiences at a Shinto shrine. But yes, they do amp it up. And I didn't know how to feel about that, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's obviously not for everyone, you and me in particular. I guess this idea of throwing away some of the sentimental goods and books, which, you know, often people really struggle to give away. She talks about things needing to give us joy, which was a bit of an abstract concept.
It is, yes. It kind of reminds me of, you know, the whole Danish word hygge and how, people have taken just what's basically a word in another language or a philosophy and try to sell it by making it sort of a cool concept. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of books and not all of them spark me joy. You know, I'm going to keep books on my bookshelf that, you know, might be about the Holocaust or about Australia's treatment of Indigenous people. They don't necessarily spark me joy, but I'm going to keep them because, you know, there are more important things to me than just joy at that point in my life.
Brodie, I have a lot of things in my kitchen that don't necessarily spark joy, yes. but I'm going to keep them as well.
Yes. Well, that's it. It just reeks a bit of privilege to me. Like, for example, you know, if you're a single mum and you know, have some hand-me-down knives from your mother or family, you know, you can't necessarily afford to throw them out and buy new ones, you know, and that's not going to spark you joy, but it's just going to be the way that you're going to have to deal with things, you know.
I think so, the one thing, at least with the episode that I watched yesterday, which was the first episode, I guess it highlighted how much stuff we can have in our homes. And I thought, you know, emptying the wardrobe of all of the clothes was quite an insight into how much is probably lurking in all of our wardrobes at some point.
Indeed. I mean, think of how easy it is to buy flat pack furniture from a certain Swedish conglomerate, or, you know, how we're bombarded with online shopping deals these days. I totally get it. I totally why it's a craze. I myself am a fan of, you know, less is more. But I think, you know, we've got to think about it critically as well. Like, what happens to all this junk when we throw it out, you know? I think we've just got to approach it smartly, as smart consumers.
Sounds like it might be another series we could do. What happens after we've thrown it out once Marie Kondo's been in our homes? Brodie, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time today.
As always, thanks, Kath.
Brodie Carmody is the entertainment correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.